Welcome everyone to the Jesuit Ranger Experience Podcast. It's been a minute. Glad to be back with Ben. It's our first episode back for the second semester, and as you can see on the title, we're going to kind of discuss college admissions for our own perspective, what we've seen, and giving advice to the younger classes. Ben.
Just everyone's got their own stuff going on, and I think just the most important thing to get out of the way is that no matter what your friends have going on, everyone's application is going to be different, so you're just going to waste your time and make yourself feel miserable trying to compare yourself to everyone else, because I might have a higher test score, but you might have a higher GPA, and it's just on the colleges to make the decisions. It's not on you. You don't need to stress out about it.
Comparison is the thief of joy, and that's one thing I definitely agree with, is if you get in the habit of comparing your extracurriculars. I don't do this personally, but I've heard conversations, one time I heard a conversation in the info comments, two juniors were talking about what extracurriculars they were involved in. I'm like, at the end of the day, it's kind of more about you, what you're involved. Sure, it matters what you're involved in, but it's your well-roundedness. That's an aspect that a lot of people forget about, is what are you outside of the classroom? Sure, you're in the classroom for 8-9 hours a day, but what do you do outside of your, school time? That's a really important aspect some people forget about.
I think the most valuable thing is not just trying to fill up your resume with a bunch of stuff, but filling up with stuff that you're actually interested in that shows who you are as a person. So, being president of some club might sound cool on your resume to you, but a college admissions counselor might see through that and be like, oh, that's not what he's really about, because they want to be able to build a, because they don't get to meet you a lot of the time, they don't put on interviews for every school, so they want to be able to figure out what kind of person you are. So if you just need to think about creating a application that reflects who you are, and if they don't want you, that's on them.
And another thing to people that I've seen, at least, I'm sure Ben would agree, is some people kind of take an acceptance too seriously, and personally. I think, not seriously is probably the wrong word, but personally, at the end of the day, these people don't know you. They're reviewing what you have in store and what they think you could provide for their school. And I think some people get that twisted, and it's, you're meant to go somewhere for a reason. And I think that part is kind of misinterpreted sometimes. And I think on my end, I'm sure Ben's perspective is different, but you have to do your own research in order to find where you want to go. I think, there's always a talk about, are you going in-state, out-of-state? At the end of the day, I think you have to look at where you see yourself, not where everybody else is, because sometimes I think we get pushed in this, pile, and we think, is this where I want to go? Is this where I want to go?
Yeah.
And you start to kind of overthink things when it's really set in stone. So that's one thing I would recommend for, rising juniors, rising seniors, to weigh in your options. Don't look where everybody else is going, because at the end of the day, you're going to go there, and that you want to go somewhere where you're liked and what in a program that you want to study.
Yeah, and going to Harvard or Yale is going to sound really cool, but if that's not somewhere you're going to reach your full potential or be happy at, maybe that's not the place for you, even if you get in. So I think just the most important thing is finding a place you find at home. So I can kind of go through my journey with how I found the place that I'm going to be going. So my whole life, my family, diehard Notre Dame fans, both my parents went there, a bunch of my aunts and uncles did. Then my brother graduated Jesuit and went there. And so a lot of my life, I loved Notre Dame, for the football team. And I, went there almost every year for games, and every time I was there, I just felt really comfortable and felt really at home, this is a place I can see myself. And then before my junior year, I was kind of worrying about figuring out where I want to go to college, because I know Notre Dame is so hard to get into, and I also was wondering if maybe I only wanted to go there because my family went there. So I did a summer program there where I spent 2 weeks.
That's right, I forgot about that.
And when I was there, I just really was this is the place I want to be. This place makes me feel at home. And so I kind of just focus on that. And, so I had a very different experience than a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends, visited a bunch of schools to try to figure out which one would be home for them. Whereas me, I kind of went from having an idea of where home was and having that, reaffirmed. And so, yeah, I applied early, I got in, I've enrolled, and I'm really happy with my decision, and I already, you know, started talking to people at Notre Dame that I'm going to be friends with. So yeah. I think, yeah, just having an idea of where you want to go can kind of help you figure out. And if you go and visit and it's you feel – you get a weird feeling about it, that maybe that's a sign that it's not the place you should be. So I think just keeping an open mind – that was one thing my parents really tried to tell me, like, yeah, we know our family is a big Notre Dame family, but there's no pressure on you to go there. Like, if that's where you want to go, or if you, I mean, if you don't get in, like, that's fine. You're going to do great wherever. So I think that's just really important for you to keep that in mind, that there's a place for you somewhere.
Exactly. Sorry about the coughing. Wow. Switching gears, yeah, I'm not surprised that Ben got into Notre Dame. And that he, that's, talk about hard work at its finest. Ben worked extremely hard. And he deserves it. That's
Thanks, good
job. I mean, I know on my end, I'm still in the book of, you know, looking where I want to go. Yes, I've gotten the question about 1,000 times, and you're sure you're going to get that a lot when you're at that stage. But I think for me, at least, I've looked at a lot of schools. I want to study, you know, economics, something in the business field. But more recently, I've kind of transitioned, kind of thought more deeply about it, maybe medicine. It's at the end of the day, it's really hard to know what you want to do when you're 18 years old. Yeah. And your opinion fluctuates and it's a mess. But one thing I can, you know, express is, like I've said, my opinion's fluctuated, but one thing that I've taken away is you got to keep your options open, because, like, for example, I was really set on applying to UT, and I was working on the application, and I was like, you know what, this isn't for me. I just kind of lost interest in doing it and applying, and some schools just kind of like popped out of nowhere that I was never like thought of in my life. So that's one thing to always look at, is there's going to be a school for someone. And if you find yourself, like Ben said, go on college visits. That's the most important thing I can probably harp upon, is if you go on campus, go sit in the class, or I don't know, go meet the faculty and administrators. That's going to be your tool to understanding, is this a place for me? Because that's a great question to ask yourself. I can remember I toured Fordham over the summer going into my senior year, and I just finished up going to Yale basketball camp. So, you know, going from Yale to Fordham was a different kind of scene, because you're in New Haven, Connecticut, and now you're in the heart of the Bronx. And it's like gated almost. And one thing I took away from that tour was, I would have never thought Fordham was going to be on my list, right? But I continued to do my research, and my mom scheduled me a visit. And I wasn't really sure what to expect going into that visit, but I was kind of impressed, because they have a good business school. They have great networking, and looking beyond college, is this a reputable university? And that's something people consider in the job world. I know that's far from now, but it's things people need to consider and kind of weigh in on maybe what you want to study and where you want to go.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you got to figure out what's important to you. So, like, for me, what was important to me was, you know, going to Notre Dame, because that's what I decided I wanted to be.
Right.
But a lot of people, they don't have a school that they're set in stone that they want to go to. Which for them is like, I know I want to be a doctor. I know I want to study business. So I think just kind of figure out what's the most important thing to you, if it's going to a certain place or if it's studying a certain thing, and just kind of sticking with what you are exactly feeling like is the most important thing. And just, you know, another thing to keep in mind is you're going to Jesuit College Prep. The school has resources and has been teaching you exactly how to succeed in college. They're going to make sure you get into a school. And
exactly,
not just any school, a school you're going to like, a school you're going to love, and a school you're going to do great things in. So just going into the whole process with the mentality of, maybe I'm not going to get the best news I want, or exactly what all the options, I'm not going to get in everywhere.
Exactly.
But the knowledge that you're going to get in somewhere you're going to succeed, uh-huh, I think kind of takes a lot of the tension out of the whole process.
It
and you can just
does
figure out what's actually important to you, not worry about, oh, what if, and just worry about what's happening, like what is actually in my zone.
One thing that you mentioned that I was going to expand upon, and I know we were talking about this earlier, but like you said, Jesuit has a lot of resources that are always open to you. I mean, they do a very good job of meeting with the, you know, counselors, meeting with you, setting up appointments, finding a path for you. I think that's the most important part. Like, I can speak upon my own experience, but Mr. Hanley, and shout out to Mr. Hanley for this podcast idea. I met with him last semester in December, and he mentioned to me that you should do a college admissions retrospective. I'm like, you know what? I can't believe I've never told Ben or myself that, and look at what we're doing now. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. Hanley for that idea. But Mr. Shoemaker has helped me kind of find the path of what I want. I'm still not sure where I want to go. I'm still waiting to hear back from a few colleges. And I've also considered weighing in, you know, other options too beyond that. I'm still finding out more about it. But Mr. Shoemaker is a great resource to figure out what you want to study, where you want to go, and where, like Ben said, some place you can call home. That's by far the most important part. I can speak upon what you said, but I toured TCU over the summer, and sometimes schools kind of roll out the red carpet for you, and you know, it looks appealing, but sometimes you have to look beyond that. Yes, schools give great tours, but if you can't ask yourself, is this somewhere I can be, and you say yes, then that's great. But if you don't, then it's something you probably shouldn't consider.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like they're gonna do a very good job of showing you all the best parts, like, you know, it's the greatest hits of TCU or whatever. And so you got to go into it knowing, like, yeah, right now it's really cool when I'm staying in a hotel, but are you going to want to wake up here every day? So that was a big thing I had struggled with, because I hate the cold. And if any of you know, Notre Dame is one of the coldest schools in the country, and there's, like, no sun for multiple months. And I was like, is that something I'm going to be okay with? Because I've always visited, you know, when it's, like, somewhat nice out.
Yeah.
I thought about it, and I was like, you know, it's going to suck. You know, I'm a Dallas boy. I've lived here my whole life. But it'll be so worth it to experience something new and be at a place where I'm happy that I'm okay being cold. I can just put on a coat.
There's a lot of factors beyond, like, beyond going to school. Like Ben said, weather's very important. You know, the college life. Like, South Bend, I've heard, is interesting. It's not the biggest town in the world.
Interesting is a generous word.
Really? Okay, my bad.
It's very boring.
But
it's pretty much just cornfields and Notre Dame. But, yeah, that's something I'm okay with, because I don't want to go to a school with frats, but I also want to go to a school with a big sporting environment.
Yeah.
And so Notre Dame kind of, you know, has a storied sports history, but they don't have frats. So that's something that was important to me, but I know other people
– yeah.
A lot of my friends are really excited about rushing, and that's awesome. That's what they want. But, you know, it's all kind of what you want. Every college is going to be a little different, and you got to figure out which one you're going to fit in.
Exactly. At.
Do you want to move to some just like tangible college stuff? So,
why not?
One thing that helped me a lot is, so I took the SAT twice, and I did much worse than I wanted to.
Me too.
And so then I took the ACT, and my score was a lot higher.
Oh, really?
So then I took it again, and I got a really good score that I was really happy with. You know, that was above Notre Dame's average test score, and I was like, this is good. So I think that's one thing. Your parents might just be like, oh, we just take the SAT, or just take the ACT.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are just better suited for a different test. So
exactly.
Just try both, see which one you're more suited for, and
that
might just – doing that might just raise your score anyways.
Funny enough, mine's opposite. Took the ACT, did bad. Took the SAT, did decent enough. Some people aren't great test takers, and if you are, that's okay. Test optional is a great way. You know, sure, some schools look for a test score, but the fact that you're able now to not go in with the test score is a good thing. And some things, and some that I don't think it's bad to go without a test score, because you could apply to, I don't know, hypothetically, let's say you apply to like Wake Forest, and I'm sure that I think they're test optional, and you have good grades, you have great extracurriculars, you know, you're involved. I think sometimes people only look at your GPA and your test score. It's more, your application is more than just your grades. And I know I harped upon this earlier, but it's something you're bigger than your grades.
Yeah. And like a lot of your GPA and your test score, that's a number that they will look at, and sure, they'll probably use it to help, you know, evaluate you. But
yeah.
Where you can shine through if your test scores aren't, or your GPA isn't where you want it to be, is your Common App essay, is your supplemental essay to the school. I spent like weeks rewriting my Common App, all my supplemental essays, and yeah. I think the most important thing that was told to me, my mom told me this, was they're not looking for like the coolest story. They're looking to see if you can explain who you are, and because they want to know who you are, what kind of person you are, because that your GPA and your test score aren't going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's really important. And moving on, another aspect of communicating with the schools who you are as a person is your teacher recs. So a lot of people think, oh, well, I got 100 in this class, and this teacher, you know, I think liked me, so I'll get them to write me my rec. And, you know, that's fine, but you kind of want to find a teacher that knows you and that you spend time with. And a lot of times it can also honestly be more worthwhile to choose a teacher you struggled in the class, because if you, you know, went to the effort to go talk to them, figure out what you can do better, that they can write about that experience with you, and they can communicate that to the school, is that this person, when things were rough, they were, you know, wanting to get better.
Diligent.
And so
yeah.
I think that's the most important thing, is picking a teacher that you had the best relationship with.
Exactly. That's a very important thing that people overlook. Like you said, just because you got a great grade in the class and you didn't meet once with your teacher, or you didn't spend time in office hours, or, you know, even just conversing with them, your teacher has a large impact on who you are. And like you said, if you struggle and you are willing to put in the work, and teachers see everything. I think that's something people overlook sometimes, is teachers see everything. And the teachers here at Jesuit are outstanding, and they want you to succeed. And I think one thing that I've taken away through my experience here and asking a few teachers to write a rec letter is they look at your, you know, classroom habits. They look at, you know, your output when it comes to getting work done, how you study, how are you efficient, and who you are as a person. That like you said, that is a very important part. They look at those three things, in my opinion, but the third one probably the hardest.
I think, another part of that is, you know, you might think, you know, you're joking around with your friends, your teacher might notice, but like, they do notice how you treat other people in the room. And so I think that's a super important aspect of realizing that, you know, treating people well in the classroom is something that colleges care about. Like, they want someone who's there wanting to learn. Mm-hmm. So if you, pick a teacher that you were excited to go to their class, that you were invested in what they were telling you, and they can communicate that with the school, is that this is someone who loves to learn. Because that's the thing that the schools care about. They want someone who loves to learn, because that's what, you know, that's what their job is to continue to educate.
Exactly. Nothing but agreement here. One thing I want to switch gears to is, I know I kind of toggled about this earlier, but who did you meet with the most? Who did you talk to? Kind of lay out your map to where you are right now in the counseling department.
Yeah, so I worked with Mr. Shoemaker a lot. I met with him, with my parents, and he sort of, you know, he's the one that told me my first test scores were not in the range I needed to get into Notre Dame, which is my goal. But he was very, you know, helpful and told me the things I needed to do, steps I needed to take to improve. And then, you know, I went in with my essays to him, showed them to him. I'm also in Mr. Hanley's honor seminar class, so he worked a lot with us. At the whole first month of school, we just, you know, workshopped my college essay and my supplemental essays. And so I would say Mr. Hanley and Mr. Shoemaker were who I interacted with the most. And then also, you know, Miss O'Neill is awesome. She's really helpful and nice. And absolutely, you know, if you need help, you know,
I just saw her today. I needed some mid-year reports for some schools, and she's always accessible, always has a smile on her face.
Think that's the thing that people, I think I am so grateful for, that I did fully use the resources that were available to me, because everyone in, you know, the entire senior team is wanting to help you succeed. That is their job, and it's not just a job to them. It's something they enjoy and they want to accomplish. So I think a lot of people probably regret not fully using that resource, and you know, it's like they're there. Why not?
Why not drop in and ask a question? Why not?
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's a good point. It doesn't have to be a formal, you know, I'm setting an appointment with Mr. Shoemaker to meet with him or Mr. Hanley. It's like, hey, I had a question. Could you read this little thing? Does this sound like me? I think that's a big thing, is when, you know, you're writing an essay and you're thinking, like, oh, this is how I'm just saying how I am. But having someone else who's not you read it can really help you, like, say, oh, okay, that doesn't really sound like you, or maybe you should talk about this more to emphasize this part of your personality. So yeah, I think just using as many the awesome resources that are at Jesuit, like just using them all to, you know, show you the best way possible.
Yeah, I would agree too. I mean, kind of expanding upon what Ben said, Mr. Hanley was a very important tool. I wish I got to know him a little bit more my junior year, and possibly take honors seminar, because that's one thing he had mentioned to me. He's like, man, I wish I got to know you earlier. And that's one thing that I've always kind of thought about is he's been a very – I think I've come in to talk to him about 3 or 4 different essays for college supplementals, and he does a great job of breaking it down. I send it – you know, one of the best – I enjoy talking to him, too, about just, you know, life, next steps – what I need to do to finish out the year strong. He's just a great resource to have and just a great man. I can think of one time in particular. It's really helpful too, because if you have, like, you can just send him your Google Doc of what your draft looks like, and he can comment about it. You just sit in, not like you said, it doesn't have to be a formal meeting. You just come in for like 5-10 minutes and he just cleans it up, and you kind of expand on some other ideas that you might have for the supplemental, and that's something that has been a very helpful tool the last few months, and kind of like aiming this trajectory for me personally. So great points. One other thing I want to add is kind of recap and kind of end on this note, but what, in your opinion, Ben, what is something that you're grateful for and you're looking forward to the next few months as school year wraps up?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, the thing I'm the most grateful for is just the senior team helping me out. Every single person was just really helpful. You know, whether that's meeting with my parents or meeting with me, just giving me little advice, helping me send documents, talking about scholarships. Like,
yeah,
everyone was so helpful in the whole process that it made it, I was had a lot of anxiety going into senior year of the whole process, and I was like, oh, like,
me I'm too.
Gonna be, and they just, he gave me really tangible small steps in order to, you know, finish the process, and I got what I like was looking for. And so yeah, just the whole senior team was amazing. Mr. Hanley, Mr. Shoemaker, Miss O'Neill. And then, you know, thing I'm the most excited for is I think just making new friends and branching out, because I love Jesuit, but you know, I think I'm a senior, it's time to move on, time to experience life. And, you know, you're not going to grow if you're stagnant. Like, you got to experience new stuff and be in the environment. So I'm really excited about that. What are you most grateful for and excited for?
So, I don't, you know, most grateful for, definitely grateful for the community. Like you said, the senior team is amazing, but just the people that have kind of supported me and people that have kind of guided me throughout my Jesuit experience is something I'll always remember. I expressed this to my brother. My brother's a freshman. I just wanted to kind of take from what I've learned and, you know, do it his way. I try to be an acolyte and be a guide towards him, because I want him to have just the great experience that I did. And one thing that I'm excited for too is, although I'm not really sure where I want to go yet, and I, you know, I've still got time, right? But just excited for the next few months. Obviously, I want to do a better job of hanging out with my friends a little bit more, not being in the school stress mode, and, you know, kind of laying loose a little bit. I feel like sometimes I'm a little too serious and uptight. And yeah, like you said, you can't, you at some point got to let go, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I'm excited for is experiencing something different. New campus, new people, what the life's like. And that's something I'm looking forward to for sure. And it's been fun. I'm looking forward to the next few months we got. It's weird to think about this, Ben, but we only have like 2.5 months left, which I think we get out like around May 10th through the 12th. I could be wrong. Yeah. And
I mean, sometimes I still feel like I'm in eighth grade, so it's pretty like me crazy. Too. It's, but
it is crazy because you don't really realize how like fast time goes by, but it's just, you know, it's fun, but you just got to take one day at a time.
Yeah. And just, you know, stop and look around once in a while and just be like, this is great school, great community. And, you know, I mean, I'm happy to be going to college, but I'm also going to miss school. And yeah, definitely. That's, if there's anything I did regret is, you know, not fully appreciating the experience I was given here. But, you know, I get to use that knowledge to, you know, my next 4 years, I can be really thinking about that. Yeah. And being like, take college. Don't take college for granted. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And I think one last thing to add is, like you said, Jesuit gives you a blueprint, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. So you're ready to, once time is running out, ready to send you off running. Right. And I don't think I have any regrets at all. I think I've learned a lot. I've learned about who I am, and walking into this in my eighth grade year, I've been like, what is this guy talking about, you know? And I'm really grateful for the opportunities I've received and just looking forward for the future. I don't know what's in store, but I'm just, you know, just reflecting a lot to God, and just I think there'll be stones right in front that I can walk upon, you know, see where the next journey is. So thank you guys for tuning in. We're hoping to continue the series, and if you have any questions or see us in the hallway, feel free to reach out to us. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you guys.